This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk and founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor, Motto Mortgage Platinum, your source for mortgage and reverse mortgage options. Visit them online today at platinum-mortgage.com. For those of you who have been longtime listeners of Senior Talk here on KRDO, you'll remember my former co-host and partner in crime, Mr. Ben Taylor. From time to time, we're lucky enough to have Ben come in and guest host. And Ben is joining us in the studio this morning to help me talk about the benefits of home care and heartfelt care at home here in Colorado Springs. Mr. Taylor, welcome back to Senior Talk.
It's my pleasure to be here, Greg. Thanks. Thanks so much for the invite. So nice to finally get my my radio chops back. It's been quite a while. Hopefully I'm able to serve in a decent role as a guest host today. Great to be here.
Well, you know, we started this show on KRDO, I think about 6 years ago this coming summer. So we've been doing this a long time, and I know you you haven't been in the hosting role for several years, but always glad to have you back in, and especially to help me kind of dive in and learn about this important topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know, you know, 6 years ago, gosh, it seems like so long now, but I think we've been friends for what, eight years now? Was it about that long?
It's been a long time.
Yeah,
I think 2008, 2009. So
yeah. So what I'd like to, and I of course know this answer, but I don't know if you ever address this on your show. I think maybe a little bit more about yourself. You know, I know we're going to talk about Heartfelt Care at Home, which is a great topic on today's program. But I'd like to maybe just kick it off with what brought you into home care? You started Heartfelt,
About 2 years ago. So a little bit about my background, and I appreciate the opportunity to dive a little bit into my history and background. That is something we don't typically cover here on Senior Talk, as we tend to focus on our other guests. But my background, I've been serving seniors, or really in senior care, my whole life. My mother was a social worker in the nursing home setting, or the skilled nursing home setting. In fact, over at St. Francis Nursing Home in Rockrim in there with the retired nuns. So I grew up in the halls and the basement of a skilled nursing facility. I was in the Christmas pageants. I was Angel, you know, so I got to wear the Angel costume. And about 16 years ago now, geez, 15 or 16 years ago, my mother called me up and she said, you know, I'm tired of this nursing home stuff. Let's keep people at home.
There's got to be a better way.
Let's keep people at home. Let's start a home care agency. And this was down in Tucson, Arizona, about 15, 16 years ago. And I said, is that even a thing? And it really wasn't at that time. It was still a fairly new and kind of blossoming industry, certainly compared to where it is now. But we did just that. We started a home care company, a good local non-franchised home care company, with the goal of keeping seniors at home and allowing that opportunity for them to age in place at home. Moved back to Colorado about 10 years ago, where I grew up here. I was vice president of a very large franchised corporate home care agency. And then about 2 years ago, started Heartfelt, which is kind of a more local, personalized option that we'll get into a little bit later.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk about some of those differences. It's so interesting that just 16 years ago, home care wasn't really around, hadn't been developed to where it is now. But I think when you look at, you know, really the role older adults or the elderly have played in our lives, that's constantly in flux. It's always changing. When you look at, let's say, 30, 40 years ago, you know, I don't even know if nursing homes were there. So we're constantly looking at this flux of there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way to do this. As, you know, certainly families change and relocate, there's always that need to how am I going to know that my family is okay?
I think it's definitely generational, and I think we've seen that change. You know, it used to be a time, and I think to some extent we're going back to the mentality of we have this obligation to take care of our family. You know, back in the 40s, the 30s, the 50s even, it wasn't uncommon for an aging parent to move in with their family. So kids would grow up with grandma and grandpa living in the house with them or maybe even, you know, next door. And it was just this shared care approach to take care of your family. Mm-hmm. We, over time, went away from that. And now we've seen the increase in services that allow people to not be consumed by that family caregiving role, which we cover a lot here in Senior Talk.
Right. Yeah. And it's, I think you are probably the best source of this information. I've heard you rattle off these statistics before, but most of the care that's provided to seniors is done by family caregivers. Is that right?
You're absolutely correct. And that's a statistic. You know, we see statistics and numbers change all the time. That's a statistic that rarely changes. Once you hit the age of 65 or individuals 65 and older, they say a minimum of 70% of seniors will require assistance with some sort of care. 80% of that care is provided by unpaid family caregivers. And that could be an adult child. That could be a grandson or a granddaughter. It could be a spouse or a loved one. It could even be a neighbor in that family caregiving role. But 80% of all care provided is done unpaid by family caregivers.
Yeah, that's a good point. So let's maybe bring it back a little bit here to Heartfelt Care at Home. I know that you said you started Heartfelt about 2 years ago. What were the things that really led you to start Heartfelt? You know, maybe talking a little bit more about the purpose of Heartfelt Care at Home. Why did you feel it was necessary?
Certainly. You know, there obviously has been and will always be home care options, not only in the Colorado Springs area, but nationwide. As I mentioned, I was vice president of a very large, very franchised, very kind of corporate home care approach. And what I saw and what I learned that really inspired me to start Heartfelt was a need for a truly personal approach. What I've seen over time is we've shifted away from the personal side of personal care. It's become this cookie cutter. Or we've tried, you know, as an industry to make this cookie cutter mold of care. And the reality is that it doesn't work for long-term care. We see majority of companies, especially the larger that you get, utilize what I call a staffing approach or a, you know, non-PC way of saying that, a warm body approach to care, where you rush out. From a business perspective, you rush out to sign up a new client to start services. You come back and you literally are throwing warm bodies at open shifts and hoping it works out and moving to the next. We've lost the personal side of personal care, that ongoing, long-term, personalized, compassionate care. And that truly was the driving force to creating Heartfelt with that sole focus in mind.
Yeah, I know that home care is just an option for those who are needing some assistance. And it seems like what you just described there was taking the nursing home model and really applying that to home care. It seems like that's become a popular method, I think, ironically.
It has. And I mean, again, this isn't, you know, and don't get me wrong, there are places for that last minute urgent, we need to get somebody to help. But it's not supposed to be this impersonal thing. Surely we have listeners listening right now who have worked with home care agencies in the past or maybe even currently, and you've had, you know, 12, 13, 15 different caregivers in your home. And what we have is a revolving door of new faces, and especially when you throw in memory and cognitive impairment, the importance of routine and consistency and truly personalized approach to care is so important. I'll give an example of, and I won't say names, but a franchised organization in town. Beautiful, beautiful man they were taking care of. Physically, he was doing quite well. He just needed memory and cognitive decline, so he needed safety oversight and companionship and supervisory care. And this company, I would imagine, did what I said, that warm body approach. And I had never seen anything like it. They were doing 24-hour safety oversight and supervisory care. They had 16 different providers in with this gentleman in 1 week, that first week of care. The second week came. There was 15 different providers in. These were different providers than the original amount from the week before. So we're talking over 30 different faces for a gentleman who physically was doing quite well, but the memory and cognitive decline required this type of oversight. And I had never seen this approach to care before. You know, Sally was there from 9 to noon, and from noon to 1:15 was Joanne, and just so forth. And what we saw was there was a 24-hour period where he had six different faces in a 24-hour period. And by the time that sixth provider came in, he was so agitated, so confused, so anxious, he went to bed. And that really sparked a physical decline. And we saw over the next couple of weeks, he did not come back out of bed. And unfortunately, that gentleman passed. But there's no doubt in my mind that that lack of responsibility to what we are supposed to be doing when providing personalized one-on-one care in people's homes, that lack of understanding truly sparked that physical decline in this mm-hmm. gentleman.
You bring up a good point, and maybe going back to our earlier discussion about, you know, nursing homes and what type of care you can expect in those. About life expectancy. I know that you've shared some of those details in the past about what can you expect about life expectancy in certain scenarios. And I, without having you go through them, because I don't know if you can just pull them, you know, from your sleeve, but knowing that nursing homes do have a very short life expectancy, how does home care compare to that? Can you detail that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I understand the question, and I don't have exact, but I can give you a range off the top of my head. So when you are a senior and you move into these different senior living scenarios that we see out there, independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, or a nursing home, there are certain averages as far as life expectancies once a person makes that move. So as we're, you know, looking at our loved ones as far as making these transitions to senior living communities, you know, independent living, I want to say the average life expectancy when moving from a residential home to independent living is somewhere in the 18 to 22 month range. Assisted living, I want to say somewhere in the 12 to 16 month range. And when you make a move or a transition into a nursing home, a skilled nursing facility, long-term nursing, I want to say it's 6 to 8 months is the average life expectancy once you make that move. We can certainly speculate as to why. And I think really what it comes down to is you're taking someone out of their home. And that transition, that routine, yeah. Especially with memory and cognitive impairment. And you have to understand that, you know, when you say we take care of seniors, you know, the number is 65 and older. The average home care recipient is about 80 years old. Same with senior living residents. So just because you're 65 doesn't mean you necessarily need home care or a nursing home. But once you hit the age of 80, 50% of everybody over the age of 80 has Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. So that memory and cognitive impairment becomes very much a reality for most people.
And especially when you're displaced.
When you're displaced.
You're going to see things like that.
Exactly. That'll always spark a decline.
Yeah. One of the things that really I thought of in preparing for our discussion today was I think there's an element of flexibility that comes with home care. It allows, I think, families and individuals to remain nimble. You know, when you're evaluating your options, I don't think it's very realistic to expect, an inpatient stay at a skilled nursing facility. So knowing, I mean, certainly recent news events, I always like to talk about current events and tie them in with our conversations. Looking at, the stock market last week, that was a big, big drop. And I think a lot of people get afraid when things like that happen, especially when your income depends on those dividends, your income depends on your investments. Gosh, being able to, you know, adjust your care maybe in a home care setting is much more realistic than doing it in an inpatient setting. Is that right?
It can be, absolutely. And the financial component is very important. You know, seniors, you know, as we retire, we essentially, you know, depending on how much we retire with, we have limited income sources as we are no longer having that income stream. Financially, home care can make sense. Senior living can be upwards of $4,000, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 per month, depending on the level of care that you need. And when you look at a bill of $10,000 per month, $120,000 per year out of pocket, you can deplete a savings account or a retirement account very quickly. So home care and the flexibility that comes with it, kind of you direct what care you need when you need it. You can fill in the gaps for when you need care to really pinpoint what you need at as affordable of a price as possible.
Right. And I think it goes without saying that planning is necessary, especially as you or a loved one approach your later years, making sure that you're prepared to adjust to changing environments, whether it be the economy, whether it be living situation. But I think one of the main things that occurs to me is that being nimble in those situations is what's most important.
Well, absolutely, and planning plays a huge role. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and when we get back, I want to touch on that planning phase and the importance of financial planning with your retirement and your long-term care needs in mind. We'll be right back.
Senior Talk is made possible by our friends at Motto Mortgage Platinum. If you want to buy a great home, refinance, or explore the option of a reverse mortgage, first you need a great loan. Motto Mortgage Platinum works directly with multiple lenders to find the mortgage that's right for you. Visit them online today at platinum-mortgage.com or by calling 1-833-DO-MOTTO. That's D-O-M-O-T-T-O. NMLS 1788892. Each Motto Mortgage office is independently owned and licensed, equal credit opportunity, and regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Welcome back to Senior Talk. We have a guest host, I'll say our co-host, collaborator, Mr. Ben Taylor, former co-host of Senior Talk in the studio here this morning, helping me kind of spark some dialogue on home care, heartfelt care at home, but really, you know, alternate options that we don't always get the opportunity to really dive into here on Senior Talk.
Well, great to be here, Greg, and really had fun during the first half of the show getting my my radio legs back under me.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike. You can never really really forget how to do it, and you just dive right back in.
And I'm always happy that there's the opportunity for somebody to edit what I'm saying, so that's what's most important, so I don't come across as a complete there we go. Yeah. See, right. I'll just stick to us and ahs there just to illustrate my point. Jumping back into where we left off, I think there are scenarios where home care can be most important. Talking about, you know, being nimble for changing circumstances. Talk about some of those scenarios and solutions to those common scenarios that come up.
Absolutely. So, I mean, there are definitely more common scenarios that we see when we get that call for people exploring home care and to see if it's the right option for them. You know, a common one would be after a spouse passes on, where maybe you have a senior couple and one of the spouses, the husband or the wife, passes on, and they realize that, and oftentimes it's adult children realize that mom or dad need to have a little bit of extra help. Another common scenario would be if family lives out of town. We see that quite a lot, where there might be an aging adult or loved one or mom and dad both living away from where the children live. And they come out for the holidays and they realize really quickly that things aren't going as well as mom and dad say they are over the phone when they're calling to check in. And they come out for the holidays and they say, oh, my goodness, we need to get some sort of help in here to make sure that you can, you know, go to the third option. You realize there's a need for some sort of assistance, the day-to-day help. And we want to keep them at home. And that goal of wanting to stay at home or keep our loved ones at home usually sparks that initial conversation for home care.
Having said that, I bet that translates into holidays being a pretty demanding time for you guys over at Heartfelt, moving to meet so many inquiries.
I can't remember the last holiday off, and even this past Christmas season, I remember the day before Christmas Eve, I found myself having emergency abdominal surgery at Memorial Hospital and still on the phone working and serving our clients and families. So we don't sleep.
Yeah. And that's what's important in a home care is to be able to meet those needs with that really personalized approach. Many listeners are probably familiar with the term aging in place. Tell us what that term means and whether it's a possible goal for individuals to have.
Absolutely. And aging in place has kind of become that buzzword, you know, that word that people want to say, you know, we're going to age in place. What does that mean? And I see aging in place as the ability, and it could be with resources, the ability to age in place, to continue to age, to continue the aging process in place, in home, wherever it is you call home. So even if you've made that transition already to an independent or an assisted living community, what other services can you implement to stay where you are in your current residence? Because we covered earlier in the show, those changes in routine, especially environmental, typically sparks a decline physically as well as cognitively and memory-wise. So aging in place is just that. Is it a possibility? And I will say, 15, 16 years of doing this, aging in place is now more realistic and possible for a broader range of people than ever before. There's not a single service that I can think of that can't be brought into the home. Obviously, home care, home health, there's mobile dentists, there's house call doctors that we've seen a resurgence in. You know, we have Dispatch Health here in town, which is great. I mean, you have urgent care on wheels that'll come to your home. And I know they've been busy this flu season. So, yes, aging in place with the assistance of care services absolutely is a possibility and very realistic. And that's the goal of Senior Talk here. That's really what we're all about. And our mission is to educate and be a resource for the community to get you connected. You know, whether you end up using Heartfelt Care at Home or home care services or not, that's besides the point. We want to connect the dots for you, paint that bigger picture, help you put those puzzle pieces together to make your life go the way that you want it to go.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to make sure you cover before we wrap up here, because I know we're running a little low on time, is there are quite literally dozens of home care agencies here in Colorado Springs. And I want you to talk about one thing that I think really sets Heartfelt apart is really your client experience guarantee.
Well, you know, that's the beautiful part about it. So in 2009, Colorado regulated home care, meaning we all have a certain set of requirements and criteria that we have to meet. So there's about 50 licensed home care agencies here in town. Everybody's licensed, bonded, insured, background checked, reference checked, drug screened. We have the same training requirements. You know, you look at it, and from a cost perspective, we all typically even cost the same amount within a few dollars an hour of each other. It's not even uncommon for a caregiver to work for multiple agencies at a time to stay as busy as they want. So at the end of the day, when a client asks me, why should I choose Heartfelt over any other agency? It's quite simple. I say, well, we're all licensed, bonded, insured, background checked, reference checked, drug screened. Our cost is the same. It all even comes down to you probably might even get the same caregiver. So what is the differentiator? And the differentiator is experience. And not the fact that I've been doing this for 15 or 16 years. I'm talking experience from point A, when you first pick up that phone and interact with me and my team at Heartfelt, to point Z, our last day of service, serving you and your family, and how we interact and engage you and serve you in between, that is the experience I'm talking about. And that is the differentiator. That is what Heartfelt stands for. Surely, you know, you look at price, we meet or beat the price of any licensed agency, and we back it up with 100% satisfaction guarantee. And that's important when you're dealing with your loved ones and personal care.
So if there are folks who are looking at their options maybe for a loved one or for themselves, you don't get much better than a guarantee of, I guarantee that you will be satisfied or your money back.
100% ecstatic.
Right.
If Sally did an okay job, but she just didn't smile enough for you to make you feel good, then you're not even going to get billed for the visit.
Wow. 100% that is ecstatic. That is a huge endorsement. I hope people really pay attention to that because you're not going to find that much out in the market here, folks. We're out of time. Have had just an absolute blast being here today, Greg. Thank you so much for having me. Want to just wrap up with the contact info for Heartfelt Care at Home. So without further ado, please.
Fantastic, Ben. And I want to thank you for taking the time to join us here today. Always good to reverse the hat and give me the opportunity to get on my bullhorn and scream about the pros of home care and what we do at Heartfelt Care at Home. So thank you for taking the time to join us. So you asked, how do you get in touch with Heartfelt Care at Home? Listeners can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call, 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and Motto Mortgage Platinum.